Stephen here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butala, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Today, I talk with Omar, the manager of one of our companies called OfferstoOwners.com. He'll share stories about our Land Academy members sending out their offers and their offer campaigns by the ton. Omar, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. How about yourself?
Excellent. You know, this little weekly thing, I think this is like the third episode. This little weekly thing we're doing here is getting pretty popular. The numbers are coming back pretty strong.
Absolutely.
I wonder why. Like, are you getting, you know, I know that you send out, like, how many offer letters did we send out last month in September, ballpark?
We did close to 310.
310,000.
310,000.
Do you think this weekly thing that we're doing has any impact on that?
You know what? I think it is getting people going, to be honest. I think a few people listened to it and they were like, let's just do it. Let's just send it out and see what happens.
I mean, that's what the real issue is. It's just to get that first offer campaign in the mail, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's it's like anything else. It's the first time.
Yeah. So how was September in general from an offer campaign standpoint for all of our Land Academy members?
It was great. One of the many success stories I heard for the month of September was one of our members sent out a 500 letter campaign and landed one of the biggest deals ever. And that was their first one. So they were just starting out with that small number of mailers and just got a crazy deal out of it. I mean, it's truly amazing. The return on that deal is upwards of 50, 55 grand.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again. I want to make sure I heard it correctly.
Right. So they sent out a small, essentially just a test campaign to see how they would do. And
yeah. Like how many numbers? What are the numbers, ballpark?
So sent out 500 letters, got a bunch of callbacks, bought I think got three or four really good properties, and then the one that he's planning on moving forward with right now, I think is if I'm saying this correctly, it goes for purchase of 20 and sale of 79.
Wow. So 20 grand and 79,000 on the sell side.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, well, I have to say to our listeners, this is exactly what we don't recommend doing, which, you know, everyone's going to do now because of this, this episode. But I generally don't think sending out 500 offers your first time is a good idea. I think that you should send at least 1500 out to make sure you get a property. But this person obviously, picked a great location, you know, a great place to do this and priced it correctly.
Well, this was also a very rural part of town. And I mean, this state itself is really rural too. So honestly, it was a total luck shot. And I honestly haven't heard anything like that since I worked here, really.
So what do you think is a more logical or a more likely or logical, you know, what's an average or regular order that you get? Let's say, what's the average order that you get from a Land Academy member?
The average order from a Land Academy member generally ranges between upwards of 1500 to about 2500 is okay. And then that's on the average scale, but on the lower side, we have people sending out 10,000 offers at a time. So
yeah.
And I mean, just getting deals crazy. And then we have people sending out, you know, 1,000 offers and not getting deals either. So there's always a number adjustment that needs to happen.
I mean, we send them, you know, our regular orders, 10 to 20,000 units.
Oh, absolutely. We actually did a lot more than that in September. And that 310 didn't include any of our internal mail, 310,000.
Yeah, so. Right. Obviously. Tell me about this thousand, you know, there's so much positive stuff that goes on and we always report it on the air like this. I would love to hear a story where somebody either misjudged the pricing scenario or, you know, just, it just didn't work. And before you answer, I'm just shocked that this gets back to you. You know, I would think, you know, whenever you set up a company, you always think there's certain stuff that happens that you can predict and not predict, but I could never have predicted how these stories actually get back to you, the person who's taken the order for a mail campaign. Like, tell us a situation that got back to you where they just didn't get what they wanted out of the results of the campaign.
Well, a perfect example of that is someone severely underpriced their mailer. And I mean, like 5% of the assessed value underpriced. And honestly, they just got destroyed on the phone. And it was a big campaign. It was a 4,000 letter offer campaign. You know, and it's crazy. And they called back.
What was the pricing like? This is a great. I'm really, really glad you brought this up. I don't know what would prompt someone to spend thousands of dollars on a mail campaign mm-hmm. and send out so insultingly, ridiculously low property prices. So what was the pricing like?
I believe they offered $35 an acre. Yeah. And,
oh my gosh. Right. I'm going to go on record here and say this to everybody listening. I don't recommend that you ever send out in any circumstance, in any county in the country, less than $100 to $125 an acre. And I also don't think that you should, and this is, we do this. These are my rules too. We don't send out an offer for less than $500, like dollars. So I'm sure that there were like offers in that campaign that were like $35, right?
Right. Exactly. So
yeah, that's just insane.
That was pretty bad. My advice to them was mainly to just, from that point onwards, they're going to have to spend a little more time on the phone convincing these people, you know, hopefully get a few deals out of it. But yeah, the backlash was quite bad.
What was the profile of this person? Were they brand new?
Steven, you just stopped for a minute, like your video stopped.
I can still hear you.
Okay, there we go. What was your question?
What was the profile of the person? Were they like a brand new member?
Yes. This was their first campaign, and they'd already gone through. They'd already gone through the course, and I think it's more so they've worked on their Excel sheet, but I think they missed something. Like they just missed a small piece of the pricing, and that's what created the error. Hey, Steven, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening to this, thank you for your patience. We just had a little internet interruption, but we're back. Go ahead.
Oh, amazing. So, so I was saying that they are a new member, and I think it was just a mishap of checking their pricing, and the final somehow it skipped the final proof and it went out.
Have they given you any indication about what they're going to do next?
They are going to spend more time on getting their pricing right was the first thing. And next, they were still working on trying to make that mailer work, you know?
Oh, okay. I mean, that's a perfect example of really kind of going rogue.
Right.
Away from the education that we provide and the community that we provide at Land Academy, just going rogue and doing it yourself and failing.
Right, exactly.
What I try to say, or what Jill and I try to teach is, or what we do teach is, follow the program to the letter, your first 6 months at least, and then really get creative. That's, you know, kind of what we've got an advanced member group. You know about this in our community.
Right.
This is more now for the people who are watching or listening. And that's pretty much the template for the advanced group. They did it my way first, and then they got creative and added their own creativity and thinking out of the box methodology, and are doing incredibly well. They're taking it to levels that are clearly beyond where Jill and I take it. So that's really why I want to talk to you every week, because you're on the front lines, and this kind of stuff doesn't get back to me, you know?
Right. Right.
I'm just in a, I'm in a different situation. We're concentrating on buying, selling land all week, our own stuff. So I don't hear what our members are doing.
Well, another great thing though, is that everyone who follows the guidelines in the program right off the bat does acquire pretty consistent results. So that has yet to change.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We talk about, you and I always talk about these, the outlying results for people, like, you know, the two things that you brought up so far, which is good, like, is some extraordinary example of sending 500 out and making 50 grand,
right?
And then sending 2,000 out that was grossly mispriced and having a poor result. So what we don't talk about is the hundreds of people every month that send out 1,500 letters like we recommend, price it like we recommend, and then have great results.
Right. Right, exactly. And I mean, and that's some of it is just works in a nice fitting puzzle almost. You know, they just keep repeating this method every month and getting consistent results over and over again.
How many members ballpark do you have who just every week or every month put the same kind of order in for different geography and maybe probably different product types? Probably the same product type in different geographies. Like, how many, 25, 150, what do you think the number is?
I think it's close to about 100 that have gotten really consistent and just know the process, kind of mastered it on their own there, applied the knowledge, the education, and just ran with it. And you know, the first, their hitches are now gone because they're a few months in. And now that they know your process, that's the No Land Academy.
Yeah. I think that's it's interesting because Jill and I were just talking about it earlier today. That's about the number that we came up with. There's about 100 to 150 people in our group that have taken this program where it needs to go.
Right.
Absolutely. I think there's varying levels, after that. I think there's people that are in our group that are doing this as a hobby, or they're in some version of testing it, but there's about 150 people that have made it like they're living and are doing really well.
Oh yes. 100%.
So I think it's, I think that's a great place to be. I don't, I keep hearing, not keep hearing, but there was an entry in landinvestors.com, our online community, yesterday or the day before, about how somebody just got off the phone with the seller, and the seller said some version of, hey, this is like the 10th letter I got this year. And so first of all, I believe sellers will say anything, because some of them are can't wait to sell their land, and some of them are real angry about your pricing. I think this is the latter. And and this person said, it's saturated. Like, there's nothing I can do. Everybody's sending out too much mail. And I think that's so funny. But I know that's just not the case. I know in our own case, we're mailing right now. We're in the middle of a mailer in a state and in counties that I've mailed many, many times. And I know other people have mailed, and we're buying all kinds of property.
Right.
But it's really, really interesting to see people's perceptions. Like, my whole point is this. I know there's this core group of people that get creative about where they're sending mail, and they price it correctly and make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. That's my point.
Exactly. And there's just, I'm always surprised by how different every mailer is personally. And then all these crazy areas that I haven't personally ever heard of.
When someone says, hey, I just mailed some weird county in Maine, or some strange county in Alabama, or some county that I've never heard of, I always know they're going to succeed.
Right.
So what, please expound a little bit on that. Like, when you get a mailer in, what makes you go, wow, this is really going to work, when you get a mailer in and process it?
So the first thing is judging it off by the confidence of the person that is sending it in. because if they send it in, you know, as a ready to go, when we send back the proof to them, they immediately approve it without really double checking any of the work. It means they've already done their homework. So they're pretty confident about it. Another thing that if it's a county that I kind of know about, then I know what the prices are and how they price their mailer by looking at a few of their letters when I proof their work. And just the way they have everything set up, that's really the main point that tells me that they're going to definitely end up purchasing a really, really good property or more.
I think that's like incredible advice, Omar. So confidence in organization, just like everything else, right?
Exactly.
It's awesome. Hey, before we wrap it up, do you have anything else that, any advice to people? I really believe that the people who are listening to, you know, the non-Jack and Jill show, this episode every week with you and I,
right?
They haven't probably sent the mailer out yet. And I think they're probably just, do you have any advice for that person?
For someone who has gone through the program, understands it, and hasn't yet to send out a mailer, just do it. That's it. And if there are hiccups, call me. You know, we can handle it.
Here's my advice. Don't offer it 5% of the actual sale value at $35 an acre. In fact, here's the truth. As far as pricing goes, there's not a lot of cases where you should be at $125 an acre. I just think that's too low in the vast majority of cases too. You got to go through the pricing models in the program.
Exactly. And one last thing before we do wrap it up is I'm extremely excited to meet everyone at the live event.
Me too. I can't wait. You know, this is actually going to air after the live event, but what we'll do next week is we'll talk all about what happened at the live event and what we learned. Jill and I just talked. We're going to do a breakout session for people probably on Saturday, maybe Sunday, who have not sent a mailer out yet, because I think they're going to have real specific questions, and I hope you join us there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Great, Omar. Thanks. It's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Join us next time for another interesting episode. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Thanks again, bud. I'll see you around the office.
Will do.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.